Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
It's time to stop believing some of these public health officials, like the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They've just come out and essentially said it's okay for pregnant women to get all of these COVID shots, but there's real serious flaws in their position. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I love doing research. And when I was in graduate school, that was my favorite part, was doing research. Look at these studies. But the key is, and you don't have to understand the entire study, but the key is you need to follow the money in a lot of these studies and backstep and see who is sponsoring or who's doing the study. And that gives you a big clue in what the results are going to be.
Yeah, the CDC has now published a study in the New England Journal of Medicine.
The CDC, remember that.
CDC, and it's being used to support the use of the COVID shots in pregnant women. Now, look, whether it's COVID or something else, when you're pregnant, doctors typically warn you about being careful about taking anything, whether it's an injection or anything else, because whatever you take into your body goes into your baby.
And these shots were not tested on pregnant women or children.
No, it was never tested on pregnant women or children. And so now, who is really part of the clinical trial? Anybody who takes this shot, frankly, is part of a massive clinical trial. The difference is you're not being informed of the potential adverse reactions and events from taking these COVID shots.
You know, it's heartbreaking to me. I saw somebody on Facebook the other day, and she's pregnant, and she's, you know, I want to get, you pregnant moms, I want to get your feedback on getting the booster shot, blah, blah, blah. So I sent her this press release. I said, please read this. And so she's like, oh, no, that's okay. I already decided. But it's like, why don't you just read it and see for yourself? Is this really what you want to do to yourself and your child?
So there's a new study that's come out. It's an analysis called Spontaneous Abortions and Policies on COVID-19 mRNA Vaccine Use During Pregnancy. Dr. Simon Thornley, a senior lecturer in the University of Auckland Section of Epidemiology and Biostatistics, and Dr. Alicia Brock, a researcher in New Zealand, revealed that the CDC study presents falsely reassuring statistics related to the risk of spontaneous abortion in early pregnancy, since the majority of women in the calculation were exposed to the mRNA product after the outcome period was defined, 20 weeks gestation. In fact, their analysis found that the preliminary findings of mRNA COVID-19 vaccine safety in pregnant persons actually indicates an increased incidence of miscarriages 7 to 8 times higher than the author's results reported.
Yeah, to have an effective study, I mean, you need obviously to use the right calculations, the right numbers when you're calculating this. And you also need a good sample population from which to do the study. And one thing that really set up a red flag when I was listening to this, Naomi Wolf did a great analysis of this, and I read it myself, that the people that signed up for the study did so via a phone app. Now, what does that tell you if you sign up for a study on a phone app?
Well,
what kind of control do you have over those
people? It really
doesn't
give you a lot of control. Here's the other problem with it, and there's lots of problems. The authors of this CDC study analyzed data, get this, from December 14, 2020 to February 28, 2021. Now, that is an 11-week span.
And how long is your typical pregnancy?
Isn't it 40 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
That's less than one trimester of a 9-month pregnancy. So how can you determine whether or not these COVID shots increase spontaneous abortion miscarriages when you're only looking at a very small time frame of the pregnancy.
Right. And they come out and say, well, their sample population is a total of 35,691 participants. But then when you really get down to it, they actually only followed 827 people who identified as pregnant. But again, using the phone app, you don't know whether these are actually pregnant women. They could be employees of Pfizer, or are they even women? They could be, you know, a guy's frat party. Let's do a joke and let's all sign up
you
for
don't
the
know
study.
Because
you don't know.
The data was collected from three U.S. vaccine safety monitoring systems, the VSafe after vaccination health checker, the VSafe registry, and the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. The CDC's VSafe registry, as you said meant earlier, is a smartphone app which sends text messages to participants to prompt them to complete an online survey to assess their health status and encourage reporting of adverse reactions post-vaccination. So they're really not monitoring or having any direct communication with these people.
No.
You know,
no.
If you want to have a real study, what should have happened is during the clinical trials, all these should be done. And, of course, it's very risky and problematic to do it on pregnant women at all. But all that should be done where you're literally tracking each individual and you're taking meticulous efforts to follow them through the entire process.
Right.
But here what you have is the participants communicated through a phone app.
Right.
And it's impossible to know whether they are actually women, pharmaceutical employees, or if they're even pregnant.
Right. And again, the authors actually only followed 827 people, but these two researchers that really looked at this study found that if they really get down and inspect it even closer, that only between 700 and 713 women were actually exposed to the injection after the time frame for recording the outcome had elapsed, which is up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. So it's a terrible, terrible, I wouldn't even call it a study. I use the word in quotes. You know, and then the authors did eventually come out and do a quote-unquote correction to the study because these other researchers found they were using incorrect denominator when they were calculating the pregnancy. So they did come out in that, but there's still many more inaccuracies and questions to this so-called study.
Well, and you know, if you go to the VAERS report, for example, the VAERS report shows thousands of miscarriages mm-hmm. that are there. And I know that the VAERS report, historically before you get to COVID, from 1990 to 2020, essentially it typically presents less than 1%. Now, whether it's less than 1% with the COVID shots, there's not been a particular analysis. But it's much, much lower than what's reality. Because we know from talking to doctors, nurses, and from personal communications that there are almost none of these people that are getting injured, that doctors are aware of, that nurses are aware of, that we are aware of, that get injured or die, that are actually being logged in VAERS.
Right.
And in fact, one nurse came forth and said she started to, she learned about VAERS. She didn't know about it. Nobody ever told her about it. And then she did some research and realized it's a federal crime to not report in VAERS. But nobody in the healthcare industry, virtually in her hospital, knew about it. So she started reporting them. Once she started doing that and getting data from other nurses, it took her a 40-hour week to log all these things because they're very time-consuming. And then finally her employer told her to stop logging them. So there's so many of these things that are happening in the hospitals, so many deaths where people get the shot and they just don't wake up. And they are reported as they just died in their sleep, but they just got the shots. They're just not being reported in VAERS. So we know that the numbers in VAERS are shocking in themselves, but they represent a small fraction of what's actually happening. And what we know just from the numbers that are reported, that there is an alarming number of people who are reporting miscarriages.
Right.
And yet the CDC says, oh no, don't worry about it. It's okay. Pregnant women can get these shots. That is a real problematic statement.
Just like pushing on children starting at 5 years old. Why in the world do I need the shot, you know?
They don't need it. Of all the populations, you know, imagine how many children 5 years old or 5 to 11 have actually died from COVID? The numbers are almost nothing,
right,
if not zero. There, what we have found is that pregnant women nursing, or women that are nursing their children, those women that have gotten the shot have transmitted some of that adverse reaction to their children, and those children nursing with their mother have developed serious problems. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine, for a lot of information about these COVID shots, and lc.org/mandate to follow our work defending so many people, tens and tens of thousands, to stop these mandates across the country.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.